Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Tee Box here on Kiowa FM 105.3. It's our fourth program already of the 2025 season. 17th year of the program. I'm L.A. and in studio with me, Mark and Skip. Good morning, fellas.
Hey there, L.A.
Morning, L.A.
I heard you got a little bragging to do.
I do. A couple of Northwest Iowa teams did extremely well at the boys' state tournament, the Boyden Hall Comets, winning their second straight Class 1A boys' team title, finished the tournament. Team score 42 over par at South Hills Golf Course in Waterloo.
Oh, South Hills. That's when they say hills, that's what it is.
Okay, so a challenging course.
That's cool.
Jackson,
good for them.
Jackson Kaiser leading Boyden Hall, two-day total, 3 over par. He finished third individually. And Carter Klein Walterick ended 5 strokes behind Kaiser in a tie for 6th place.
Very good.
Also, Akron Westfield finishing 8th in the team totals, Woodbury Central 9th. And 3A, kind of a good news, bad news situation. MLC Floyd Valley ended the tournament Wednesday, a tie for 1st place with Waverly Shell Rock.
Okay.
But the Dutch came out on the wrong end of a tiebreaker.
Okay.
So they finished 2nd, but they know they ended up tied for 1st. We'll go with that.
There you go.
Give them a 1st place.
Yeah. Individual standings, Carson Korber leading MLC Floyd Valley. Total score 1 under. Ended the tournament in a tie for 4th place.
What a yeah, that was there. Tied for 4th.
holy cow.
Spencer Tigers in 8th in the team totals, and that was played at Pleasant Ridge in Cedar Falls. Either of you familiar with that course?
No, I haven't.
Not
played
Pleasant
that
Ridge. Not Penn Pleasant places. Ridge. I do not.
Not take anything from the players that were under par for the entire 2-day tournament.
Boy, that's yes. Amazing.
Penn placements must have been pretty good, and the level of play even better.
Well, say, or the talent even better, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
I
good.
I know Korver is not a bad golfer, and that whole name in Orange City is a
wow.
big golfer.
A lot
name.
Of those, Kaiser and Klein-Waltrink and, you know, all those guys, they're all another generation from great players. So, you know, it kind of goes in cycles like that. You wait until the kids come around, and all of a sudden you're hearing the same names.
Yep. So
that's awesome.
Well, congratulations, boys. Good job,
guys.
Yep. Way to represent Northwest Iowa.
Absolutely. Job well done. Well, league's being played, even though a little bit damp and cool. We look forward to a great year of golf. Things due to warm up just in time for this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And no mention of rain. Temps in the 80s, so some great golf weather. Each week, we're brought to you by Jeff at the station in Hall, John Crane from the Ridge in Sioux Center, Randy Rolfson from Emerald Hills, Adam Coates at the Spencer Country Club, and our own Sheldon Golf and Country Club. Mark, looks like you have
you
honors.
Got it. We're going to trip on over to Spencer to the Muni course. Leagues are played Tuesday, Gals, Early Bird at 8:30, and they play again at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday is 5:30 p.m. for the fellas. And Thursday is Early Bird for the men at 8:30, and they play again at 5:30. June 17th is a 2-gal triple threat event to get into. I have no idea what all 3 threats are, but, you know, it's women's golf, so it could be about anything.
It could be dangerous.
Many more tournaments coming up for them. Get into them. June 7th. 27th is over already, ain't it?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought I took that out because we did that, I think. Anyway, sorry.
We'll get caught up with ourselves.
You know, we're always going to have a couple of these things because I get to going through it as fast as I can to get it done. And I apologize once again, but 27th is done. Anyway, okay, June 7th is a fat man's competition at noon until 6 p.m. That I qualify for. June 10th will host the Junior Golf of Northwest Iowa. And that's at 8 a.m. in the morning. So they got things going on over to Prairie Rose. You can call them Dr. Brandon about all the activities at Brunsville.
All right. Back up to the lakes. We're going to go to Okoboji View. Leagues are off the box with the State Line Seniors at 7:30 a.m. On Mondays, men's will also have a 5:30 p.m. on Mondays. Tuesdays, the very popular Peoria Steak Night. June 13th is the Spirit Lake Chambers Briefcase Open. June 15th is a Father's Day two-person best shot. Pub 19 is open year-round, of course, always serving delicious foods from pizzas to steaks and great beverages. Go to the website at okobojiview.net and book a tee time and enjoy the beautiful Okoboji View golf season. over back to Lansmere. We were talking about Orange City. There we are. The leagues are scheduled with women on Tuesdays at 5:30 league for a 5:30 league. Wednesday is an 18-hole men's travel league. Thursday has men's league for the day at 5:30 p.m. Today they got a pre-ride Ragby ride supper. Yikes. At 5 p.m. Yep. There's a little bit of a mouthful.
Sure.
The Red Raiders Classic plays on Friday, June 6th and the 13th is an ASB Couples Fun Night. The 14th, Lansmere's Classic you can play in. Go online at LansmereGolfClub.com. Book your tee times and play at Lansmere in Orange City.
At Sanborn Golf Country Club, they play Men's League Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Women's League playing Thursday. All about 4 p.m. June 6th, they'll host the Conquering Cancer for O'Brien County event at 5 p.m. All monies raised will stay in O'Brien County. June 7th, an 8-inch cup, four-person event to get into. Then on the 15th, Father's Day tourney. Jill and Buddy Nickel and the staff there to serve you golf and food needs. Follow their specials daily on Facebook. From there off to Lamar's Willow Creek. Leagues are played with women Tuesday, 5 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday. Goes to the guys, 5 p.m. for the season. June 1st, the LCHS Booster Club, four-person scramble. That's off with 1 p.m. shotgun start. The 6th is Partners for Patriots Fundraiser Day at 1 p.m. And the 7th, Kemp's Giving Cow Foundation, four-person scramble at 9 a.m. And the 8th of June is the Willow Creek two-person Ryder Cup 27-hole competition off with tee times 7 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. June 10th, the Floyd Valley Helping Children Benefit four-person scramble with tee times starting at 2:30 p.m. Get in on some great golf events, a lot happening. Check in with Brian at Lamar's. A lot of golf to be played at Lamar's just this month alone, or just the month of June alone.
Yeah, and just another little typo there that... That Valley Helping Children Benefit, that's tee time, starting at 7 a.m. I did it again, 7 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. So, just so, you know, my fault. Hit me in the head. Maybe, yeah, okay, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Meadowbrook and Hartley Men's League plays Mondays at 4, Tuesday men play at 3 and 5, Thursday has ladies 2:30 and 5. June 14th is a 27-hole scramble off the box at 9 a.m. You can book your tee times to get into that at Hartley and go enjoy the game. They had, last couple of years, been a little tough on them because they've had a lot of water and a lot of
it's kind of in a little valley there, and it,
it's been rough. We have a river running through ours, too, but so do they, and they got nailed.
Yeah.
Hate to say it. Rock Valley Golf Course, they have men's leagues Monday and Tuesday, 3 and 5 p.m. The women take the box on Thursdays. The Rock Valley Spirit Club event is coming up June 7th. The 12th is a 4-gal best ball for the ladies. And then on the 14th is Sweet on Life Day in Rock Valley. Brent invites you to get out, play the course, and enjoy it at Rock Valley.
Rolling Hills and Hall leagues are on Monday. Women play at 5:30. Men's league play on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Men's again on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. June 4th is the Adult Kiwanis Day at Hull. The Hull Chamber has golf day on the 6th, and then the 8th puts a couples event on the course. And then June 11th is the church fundraiser to get into. Corey and Jillian at Rolling Hills welcome you to enjoy the course with them. And keep track of all other events they're going to be having going on. On up to Sibley Municipal Golf Course, leagues are being played with ladies on Wednesdays, men on Thursdays. Today is the Sibley Builders Orange Ball Tourney, brought to you by Snap Lumber and Ben's Plumbing, and the MNB Pallet teeing off at 9 a.m. June 3rd is the start of the Tuesday Fun League. June 7th is the party at the pit. And the 14th is the PISS Family Reunion Golf, even at 9 a.m. to noon. And don't forget, Mulligan's Bar is ready to serve you when you are with your favorite beverages and food desires. Give them a call at Sibley to play at 754-2729.
And up next, Silver Lake Country Club at Lake Park. They have Couples League on Monday evening, Tuesday, Men's League Day. Men again on Wednesday afternoon and evening, Thursday, Ladies Fun Night on the course. Monday, lunch specials at Lake Park, and it's also Taco Night on Thursday. June 8th will be the Father's Day father-son event. Good food and beverage in the clubhouse at Lake Park.
I was informed last night that I was signed up for that father-son with my
good
grandson again. So
you can go play with
there was a big list of signees, so I don't know if they might even be full by now. But
good deal.
Give them a call and check and see. You still maybe can get back. That's a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
I don't know if an event could be any more fun than that.
Oh,
no,
it's got to be a blast.
Yeah, father, son, or grandfather, grandson.
It's not serious for 99% of us. It's the time we spend together in that situation.
A couple of them little fellas get kind of serious.
Yeah.
Also, events at Brooks Golf Club. Let's tell you about that. Leagues are played each week, men on Wednesday. Men again on Thursday, the first junior camp, June 2nd through the 6th at Brooks. 14th, an MS fundraiser day on the course, and the 16th through the 18th, second junior camp. A lot of great golf to be played at Brooks Golf Course.
Absolutely. Otter Valley, the one over there between Boyden and Hall, and George, excuse me. They got women play on Tuesdays at 5 p.m., men play Wednesday at 3:30 and 5. June 1st is a four-person 8-inch cup, Keaton teeing off at noon. There's a lot more to come in June, so visit them at Otter Valley. The Ridge and Sioux Center ladies have league on Mondays and Thursdays. Men play Tuesdays and Wednesdays for the season. June 8th is a parent-child day for them at the Ridge and Sioux Center. Many more things going on at their course this season also. Spencer Golf and Country Club. At Spencer CC, they will have women's play on Tuesday. Men are Wednesday and Thursday. Off the box, June 23rd is the Northwest Iowa Junior Golf Tourney for them. I attended that with Kinsley a bunch of times. Had a blast. Enjoy the menu and beverages and foods after golf play at Spencer Country Club. Get out and play Spencer CC. Go to SpencerGolfCC.com for tee times.
All right, on over to Remsen Country Club for the week. Women play on Mondays, men are Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can always enjoy Klein's on the Nines in the clubhouse after or during play. With lots more going on this summer, we'll be checking in with Brody at the Remsen Golf and Country Club to see what's happening there next time. On up to the lakes again in Emerald Hills, Arnold's Park. For the week, they have Women's League Mondays, men's on Wednesday. June 1st is a two-man best shot, and on the 6th is the Camp Foster's YMCA 8-inch cup day. On the 8th is a couples day as well. It's a best shot event. And then on June 11th is the U.S. Open draft night. Then on the 13th is the H Fund of Iowa.
What did I do? I'm checking to see what you're stumbling
on. Emerald Hills here is the
that's a 4, but I hit that. 4-H
Foundation.
Another mistake.
I was four-person. I couldn't decipher that one. Sorry.
No, I get it completely.
But we got on the 13th is the 4-H Foundation of Iowa four-person event to get into. Enjoy the truly great Emerald Field fairways and greens and play golf at the Emerald Hills Golf Course at Arnold's Park.
All right, Sioux Golf and Alton Golf Leagues at Alton are played with women on Monday and Tuesday, the men Wednesday and Thursday. June 14th, an early 8-inch cup tourney to play in. Stop in, visit with Allison, see where you can get out and when you can get out and play at Sioux Golf in Alton this golfing season. And the Sheldon Golf and Country Club, they have men's league at 3:45 and 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Women play at 5 p.m. on Wednesdays. The men have a 6 p.m. league on Thursday. Ameriprise Day is at Sheldon on the 13th of June. And more events yet to come. Many more events to play in at Sheldon. Call, get in, and play at Sheldon Golf and Country Club.
And we'll put a wrap on this one, then I can go back to the computer and fix my mistakes. Not a big deal.
Nope.
2025 golf season is here. And hey, what did we say? We're fourth week already, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. That's clicking right along. You know what, though? We're so used to the past years, the first 3 weeks, you're out there in winter coats, stocking caps, and a pair of gloves, you know, and we started out beautiful, and then all of a sudden
started out in shorts and a knit shirt.
Yeah.
Now we're back to long pants.
Yep.
And stocking caps, gloves, and...
But we haven't lost any days yet, so
nope. Whatever.
Well, last year we ended up losing six.
You did if you're like Jensen and I, we didn't play the last...
fair weather, guys?
Fast,
yeah, yeah, I hear you.
We're semi-fair weather anymore.
That's common. You know, that's just how it is. So it is what it is. Saturday Morning D-Box is always here with you. We inform you where to get out and play the events and help you enjoy the ones you want to get into. We appreciate all our sponsors, that of course being the Sheldon Golf and Country Club, the Station and Hall offering service and sales on many models of golf carts, John Crane over to the Ridge in Sioux Center, along with Randy Rolfson at Emerald Hills, Adam Coates at Spencer Country Club. Thanks to those of you who turn us in each and every week, as we hope to get some good information out to you so that you can play. We hope you get an opportunity to enjoy the season of golf this year. And I will bring up that anything that was left over from our auction last week is going to be on our big deals page, so that those golf courses that didn't sell and other items that didn't sell, and we have some, but we had a great time. But due to the fact our website was kind of messed up, it made it difficult. So there, you know, we don't want you to lose out on anything. There's some great buys on stuff. That's all going to be transferred over to Big Deals, so that you can still go online and be able to get things off that auction. But we appreciate your understanding and your patience, and we look forward to working with you again. Thanks, guys.
Sounds good.
You bet.